This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. If you haven't stepped outside, it is really cold. Although there is negligible. I was actually thinking about this walking here, Todd, when I looked at the flags. I'm going to use the word negligible.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the right word.
There's no wind. It's negligible wind out there today.
According to the National Weather Service, south at 3.
They're wrong again.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of wind, are you guys watching that?
Oh my
fires?
God!
Fires.
So I lived out there for 9 years, and I know exactly where those things are, and driven through Glendale and just Santa Monica, all those areas. That is unbelievable. I don't think people understand the roaring. I mean, those things are unbelievable.
Like Steve Kerr, the head coach of the Warriors, Golden State Warriors, his 90-year-old mom was right in the middle of it. She had to be rescued. I mean, he was at a game. He's like, I gotta leave. But they're like, well, you can't even fly in the airport. It's too smoke. It's horrific.
They may move that playoff game.
Yeah.
To Arizona.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're right. I mean, just walls of flame. That's just out of control.
The other thing, you know, government. Far be it for me to criticize government, but they're out of water. Did you see that there? I watched that this morning. I like that Tom. That thing that comes out at 2 o'clock. That Tom Giannis.
You're watching it 2 a.m. this morning. You serious?
Yeah, I watch that show like pretty much every day.
Why are you up at 2 a.m? You're up at 2 a.m. watching.
What do you do? You sleep in a coffin or something? No. What's going on here?
I told you.
I know 2 o'clock.
It's early.
It is early. It's too early, but I can't fall back asleep. So, and I don't want to get back on AIDS. So I watch that. But I do like him, and I think his stories are top stories is his name of his program.
Okay,
and he digs pretty deep. But he was standing in the middle of a street. An apartment building was burning. Not a fire truck to be seen.
Wow.
That is unbelievable to pay taxes. And look, if they say, well, we're busy, that's not good enough for me. They can bring in other resources. And the other thing is, you know, I don't want to make light of it, but they're out of water. Wouldn't you, like, look to the left and say, hey, isn't that an ocean out there?
Yeah.
I mean,
I agree.
I don't understand why they ran out of water. It's just, it's terrible.
All the hydrants went dry, right?
And then they talk about...
Didn't they say the hydrants went dry?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And they had this guy, squeeze. They were right there. And the fireman was kind of, he wasn't as friendly as he could have been. Because they're a little embarrassed by that, too, I think.
Sure.
They're mad about it. Not embarrassed. They're mad about it. But I just, and then they look at the percent under control or what, it's like zero.
Containment, yeah.
Containment, zero.
Yeah.
So... we talk about the weather here. I still think we live in this magic bubble. I love it. Arizona was all those days over 110. Remember that?
That
streak was like 11 days and then tornadoes.
What'd you say?
I don't know. That Arizona.
It was like 100 days. It was because my brother lived in Tucson.
Yeah.
And he said it hadn't been under 100 during the day in months. Months. Yeah.
And these floods and hurricanes and tornadoes and all.
I'm with you. And the snowstorm that's coming across Kansas and going, or did go, yeah.
And that's not that far from here, but it's missing us. See, when I wake up with my gratitude list, the weather's on there.
I agree.
I go out and get the paper, and it's like, this is awesome.
I feel bad for the people that run ski hills. I mean, they can make snow if it's cold enough to, you know, some. But, I mean, look, if you brought somebody in from out of space.
Oh, no way would
they
know.
And they had lived in Wisconsin before.
Yeah.
And you sat here and you looked outside and you said, what time of the month is it?
Yeah.
I would say October?
Yeah. Maybe November.
Early? Maybe.
Am I?
There's zero snow in the middle of January.
Zero.
And we've got winter storm warnings down in Georgia, North Georgia.
Right.
There's snow and ice tomorrow
Texas
morning.
Texas is going to get Dallas is looking at 3 inches of snow.
Oh, my gosh. And we've been there. You can't even, for anybody that
they don't,
went to
they
that
don't
Super
own
Bowl,
a plow.
It'd be the week before the second week of the Super Bowl. I mean, it wasn't Super Bowl week because then it turned really nice, I guess. And I was down there for
the first week. Yeah, I was there for bowl. It didn't turn nice until
the Super Bowl.
Like Friday before the Super Bowl, Saturday. It was not.
I've never seen where they talk about a city ice. Being paralyzed. Ugh. Dallas, Texas was paralyzed when we were there for the Super Bowl.
And yeah, I think I told you this. I got interviewed by. Al Roker, one of those guys, and he's like, did you bring him some cheese? I'm like, I should have brought him some salt.
Yeah.
Because they were not ready.
He might have stolen that from me. And I'm not joking about this.
What, Al Roker stole something from John Minow?
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay, I'm not joking. Okay. Newspaper reporter in Dallas interviewed me. Mm-hmm. Okay, about the thing. He said, well, you're from Green Bay. I said, you know what you need to do out here? Stop work. Take all that salt you're putting around the margaritas and put it on your streets.
Well, that's funny.
That's what I said. Made national news.
Yeah,
because his story was picked up nationally. Okay.
That's a good
John Minow from Green Bay Sand says, you know what you need to do? Yeah, take all the salt around the margarita glass they're putting out here and put it on the streets.
Yeah.
It was in his story, and I'll bet Al Roker saw that story.
Okay.
Give me something, Todd.
All right.
Give me something.
Al Roker. Sure, Al Roker. Oh, my God.
Thank you. Hey, he's a jerk.
He follows you or whatever they do.
I shouldn't say that, but I tried talking to him. Katie was with me, and she'll even verify this. It was the weekend the Packers, after they won the Super Bowl, they were going to play, I want to say, a Monday night game to kick off the season or whatever it was against, I think, the Saints.
It was the Saints. That was good. That was fun. That was fun. Oh, man, we had.
And they were in town.
Maroon Blue. What's the name of that band? They were here? Maroon 5?
Yes. Maroon 5.
Yeah. I think they were here. There were just some great bands that were here. That was a great.
And they had all the.
I went with Walker.
They had all the place cards on every seat. I think they did the thank you to veterans thing. That's one of the all-time great. Days.
Okay, but you know what? One of the reasons why the NFL ran that.
Ah.
It was, I went to a couple, that was fun.
That was great.
It was white tablecloths at those parties, and that was.
Todd.
No, just.
And the finances.
No, I went with Walker to that. That was a great, anyway, so Al Roker was there? Walker.
They did the Today Show from there.
Really?
From Lambeau Field, Katie and I were going around doing something. I go, Al! Al Roker, hey, how do you like Green Bay? We're from here. He just blew us off like you can't believe.
Wow.
I'm going to text Katie, see if she remembers when Al Roker blew me off bad.
That's too bad because I would think his reputation would be like, let's get a picture type thing.
He wasn't at all.
I think he has that reputation because he even did this Macy's Day Parade.
Yeah.
And he just
wasn't friendly in the
interacting
least.
With the fans.
I don't remember who else was there.
Wow.
Who else would have been there? Who's on his show in the mornings? Obviously, we don't see it.
No.
Who would that have been?
No, back then, I'm not even sure.
It wasn't Katie Couric or anybody. No, she never did the shows like that. I'm trying to think. I don't know.
It had to have been Katie and Matt Lauer, right?
Was it? I would have remembered if it was Katie Couric. I had a crush on her, on Katie Couric. Because
so
you know
Matt
what?
Lauer.
We were born only like a couple months apart, and I always thought, if I had grown up around her.
Totally, she'd be all over you.
And if I had half decent hair back then and everything and was cooler and dressed better.
Right. Other than that, she'd been
and smarter.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's true.
And a better athlete.
28,
Better athlete. Drove a cooler car.
Yeah.
We would have been an item.
I think you're right. I think you're onto something.
Yep. I got a texture. I bet daylight savings time really sucks, Jim. Can't wait till they end it. Lots of the same issues. Patty.
Saying that maybe it
for your sleep pattern.
For your sleep pattern.
Oh,
right.
Thank you, Patty. Yeah, no, this has been around for a long time.
Your issues?
Mm-hmm. The issues, the sleeping, the, yeah, no.
You need some gummies, man. I'm serious.
I mean, they sell them right here at the market.
No, you gave me some and I didn't like them. No, got a stomachache. I gave them back to you, remember?
Yeah, but
those are just illegal ones
you gave me.
Everything I got is from the market here.
No, it wasn't. It was from Lugani. It was in a brown paper bag. Yeah, you said, look, try these. And I did, and I didn't like them at all. I gave them back to you. You never gave me the money back.
Comments made by the former mayor of Noe reflect the views, findings, or truth of this show.
I just got a text in. Thank goodness for a linens update.
It has to be the first thing he brings up about that big NFL
day.
That was
a fun weekend.
That really was. That one really stands out. That was done right.
It was really cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
But one of the reasons was money wasn't an object. When the NFL comes in,
they do it right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was great. And they were super in charge, but they were also very friendly. Like, I think this draft is going to work out really well. The NFL, that's their deal, and I think they're going to do it right. They do.
I know we talk about how great our weather is here, but I'm telling you, some of the biggest storms we've ever had. We got to talk to a weather guy. We got to get Cameron on or somebody.
Well, and we'll have Brittany come on and talk about that April.
Oh, remember Brittany, Brittany.
That one April storm?
Yeah, 24 inches in like.
And I had to walk. We walked. You couldn't. They didn't.
Couldn't drive anywhere.
Right.
I know.
Okay, so I'm Lean Local this Sunday. I have the guys from Ashwaubenon coming in. Today, we're taping the show today. And I want to touch on that. Like, what is the contingency for bad weather? Because I think people are thinking out of sight, out of mind. But
when we talk to Brittany, that's tomorrow, right? When do we talk to Brittany?
Mondays.
Monday. I would bet the heaviest snowfall storms that we've had in modern history, whatever, come in April.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not, don't have as many, but when we do get the April storms, they're never like a mild little, oh, we got 2 inches today. I mean, it's like feet.
John, let's think about that. Let's do a what if. How could we monetize that? It's like the gold rush. The guy that sold the picks and shovels is the guy who made all the money.
So did Levi Strauss.
Right. So if it's going to snow, what are people going to need? And that's what we have to have.
Okay, let's work on that.
And then it's got to be.
I got to be honest with you.
We can't buy too much inventory.
We're getting down to 100 days away, and we still have not come up with a plan.
Well, I think that Upper Village is something that could work. We got to work on that. That's a concept.
I don't know.
We're weaving.
But
speaking of Mr. Weaver concept, is that Greenland interesting or what? Are you following that?
No, I haven't. I keep seeing a little snippet. What is it?
Well, Greenland.
Do you want to own it or something?
Yeah. Well, the Dutch own it right now, right?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Then. I think in their constitution, they can go independent, but then half the people said they want to do that. And some people are like, let's become part of the United States. That'd be awesome for us. I mean, the resources they have strategically, where it's located, and there's nobody lives there.
I was just going to ask that. Now, is Greenland? Greenland's the one where nobody,
it's basically the big one.
It's all ice.
No. There's 50,000 people who live there.
But in the whole country.
Right.
But I know that's what. But
there's military bases and stuff. You're right. Yeah. That's not a thriving.
You know what they found through like thermal satellite or something? An old secret base that we had there, like in the start of the Cold War. And they're afraid to uncover it because they think there might be nuclear stuff just abandoned it.
That's right, put it.
Yeah.
I thought Trump was just. Kind of, like, what do they call that? Like, waving the tail, like so people, to get you off something. A distracting thing. But I don't know, the more I look at that, that might work.
Okay. We'll talk more about that. Iceland. I got a buddy that lived in Iceland.
Like we know anything about it.
The best fucking women he's ever seen in his life are Icelandics. Oh, don't get me started.
They call them walruses.
No, they're not.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS on the Civic Media app, and AM-wise on 1590 AM. Today is World Nerd Day. Todd, would you have considered yourself a nerd at one point?
Not really a nerd, but I was not a popular child.
He didn't consider himself a nerd, but the rest of the class did.
Okay. Choreographers. I don't think I was ever a nerd.
You were a jock.
But I wasn't cool enough to be a nerd in any way. Like, even now with computers or with video, I've never played a video game.
Yeah.
I don't have the skill. I don't have the skills to be a nerd.
Okay, Todd, I want to take that back.
I wasn't smart enough.
I don't think you were a nerd. You probably were a little geeky, though, right? High tech?
No, well, a little bit, right?
Because I was in
band, and so right. You had bands and... Play yeah. drums and you learn.
Like, who would be considered a nerd? Like a grown-up nerd? Because I don't want to make fun of kids at all, but who would be like considered a grown-up nerd?
All those guys from that TV show that.
Yeah, like Big Bang Theory.
And my kids watch that.
And maybe Zuckerberg and stuff like that. Those guys are nerds, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not. Nerd doesn't mean that you're.
No. But that's what I mean. I wasn't smart enough to be a nerd. I wasn't cool enough to be in that way.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway. Yeah. I don't know if we had nerds in our day, I guess, but.
Didn't you have the jocks and the stoners? That's what we had, those two categories.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all you had?
I remember, those are the two stereotypes that bring back the 70s to me. But I don't know. I don't know.
We
wasn't in either.
We didn't have terms. We didn't, stoners wasn't a thing when I was, that term was, we had hoods. They call them the hoods. He was a hood.
Yeah.
No.
He's a hood. That would be considered almost like a greaser then. You know, kind of the tougher guys that hang out and wear the leather jackets.
No, stoners were just people that
What do you think, Michael?
Michael, what
Thumb
what,
up?
Okay.
Thumbs up. Thank you, buddy. We'll talk more on that in a little bit here.
No,
I brought Michael some Johnny Juice of Life.
There you go. I had it yesterday.
It's not bad, huh?
Not bad.
That's all I got.
Michael says it's very good.
Okay.
Thank you, Michael.
All right, Michael.
Thank you.
Now we got to bottle it and sell it. So
isn't that cool, though?
That is the
Nikki brought in NFL, some juice for us.
That's the NFL drink of choice.
I don't know if we could use that term in NFL, but maybe we can say MFL.
Mino.
You just came up with a little something for the draft.
Yeah.
That could be our signature. That could be our thing.
Well, we want to do something.
The juice of life.
Michael, what we're doing, and we're going to talk about this as we get closer, and I'm going to talk about it a little bit.
We could use the term until we got, because they'd have to do a cease and desist
and
first.
We say, well, we didn't get the letter, Your Honor.
NFL
we did not
draft
get the letter.
Juice of life, right up until we get stopped.
No, MFL.
Yeah.
But okay, Mino.
We'll do a little slant on it, you know.
Yeah. Michael just suggested he'll put them in the rentals for you.
There you go. We want to do something for we're going to have the Breakfast Club because the NFL draft doesn't start till noon. And they were in here. I know you listen to Lean Local. They were in here saying, look, we will promote anything you're doing. But if it conflicts between noon and 10, we're not going to do it.
Who said that?
The NFL.
Oh,
this is the Discover Green Bay, their website.
Oh, okay.
And they will do anything. We can link to their website. Everybody's going to Discover Green Bay for the draft.
Okay.
But if you're doing something at 3 in the afternoon, they're not going to link to it. But if it's before noon, which we are, so it's going to be the Breakfast Club. What we're going to try and do is get someone from every team to join us for breakfast. So it'll be like 15-minute increments.
Okay. Well, actually, in the actual Breakfast Club, Michael T. Hall or whatever would be considered the nerd, right, Todd?
Yes.
Okay. And today is National Nerd Day. And embrace it. It's nice that they have a day. Because you know what? I think a lot of our bosses have been nerds over the years because they.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? In this business.
I guess I never really thought about it until you just said that. And you're like, okay, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
In this business, a lot of those people rose to the top.
Yeah.
Yeah. or became the engineers that you could never find when something was broken.
That's what I would think.
And all hell broke loose.
I would like to know whatever goes on at transmitters. Like up on Scrays Hill, you're looking for an engineer. Say, he's at the transmitter site.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
I would think the nerds were in IT.
Well, right. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, especially during
Y2K. But we didn't
Y2K.
Have IT in my day. There was no such thing as IT.
When we went through Y2K, didn't they come and explain?
Yeah, but you're talking 2000. I'm talking 1972 here. Oh. What was a nerd in 1972, 73, 74? You know what I mean? We weren't technologically advanced far enough for
they were
people.
They were playing Pong, right? Was that back then?
I'm going to be honest with you. That's the only video game I've ever played in my lifetime is Pong. I loved it, though. I enjoyed that.
It was the best Christmas present I ever got.
Oh, you had one?
Yep.
Nice.
Okay.
All right. Nice.
So you guys are getting closer to celebrating Nerd Day.
All yeah. Right. There you go. Choreographer's Day. All right.
I put that in for Jim.
Uh-huh.
You probably like a good choreographer.
Yeah.
Right?
I didn't.
Musicals.
Well, you're
no, I tell you. I met a guy.
That's right.
Get this. I was in the Delta Club. You know where you go
he's
chill.
Got to drop that.
I don't know what that is. What's the Delta
Club? It's the nice place at the airport.
Yeah, I'm a lifetime.
Delta Airlines. Oh, I got you. Yeah,
free
yeah.
food, free drinks.
Yeah.
And there was this old guy in the elevator, and we were going up, and most people up there are flying up front, so I was tickets first class. So, and he had a cane, and he was getting his food, and I just went over and I said, hey, can I help you with that? He goes, oh, sure, young man. He was the choreographer for Wicked.
Wow.
No kidding. He goes, Google me.
Wow.
And I did. Unbelievable. That was pretty cool.
Wow. That's very cool.
Yes.
He made a lot of money on that.
He did. And then he said, if you're coming to New York, but yeah, he just was super, super nice. Anyway, that was
all right.
So he's celebrating today.
All right.
And I'm sure he's listening.
I saw the movie All That Jazz.
Oh, that's all right.
Todd, I can never.
When I know, nothing.
Never.
Now this, see the text that came in?
That's it.
Okay, Todd was in a band, but Jim was talking politics, barbershop quartets, and linens. Who is the nerd here? I don't know who that's
all
from,
right.
But that is the text of the day so far.
I think
so
you're
far,
right.
Text today. We're giving out prize package best text today. It's Law Enforcement Day.
Nice.
Happy day,
yep.
Fellas and ladies. I give those people so much credit. You know, when, especially these women. I'm just going to say that. You know, you'd be driving someplace, and it's late at night, and there's a car pulled over, and there's a, and again, I don't want women to get mad at me, but, you know, there's this young girl officer, and she's standing up, and you have no idea what you're going to find when you walk up to that car. To have the courage to do that out there by yourself at night, all the respect in the world. All the respect in the entire world for law enforcement people. Apricot Day. Hate apricots.
Why? They just haven't.
Apricot. True or false? Apricot is the turnip of fruit.
I don't think so.
Oh, great song.
Apricot.
Great song.
Joan Baez. 84 today.
1971.
Yeah.
About that. I don't have the exact. Yeah.
1971. Okay, we got to start a quick break. We got Brian Mills coming up. We got Michael Friedman. We got Chris. We got a lot of stuff. Back after this.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Families and educators from many Northeast Wisconsin schools will need credit monitoring and identity protection after a cyber attack on an education technology software platform called PowerSchool. The data was accessed on December 28th. The company allegedly paid a ransom to the attackers for video evidence of the compromised files being deleted and digitally shredded. PowerSchool will provide affected school districts with information to engage families and teachers affected by the attack. Several districts in New Wisco use at least a part of PowerSchool, including Reidsville, West Apeer, Sturgeon Bay, and Green Bay. Over the past couple weeks, there have been several instances of people and vehicles falling through the ice in Northeast Wisconsin locations. Tom Drzwicki owns Bayside Ice and Marine Recovery. He said ice is very unpredictable, especially in larger bodies of water.
It's unpredictable out there. Never know what you're going to come across. You could have 2 feet in one place, and 100 feet away, you could have open water. It's always changing.
Drzwicki says people going out on the ice should always have a charged cell phone and a whistle or some sort of noisemaker to help rescuers find them. Compared to other cities with an NFL franchise, Green Bay is small. Nick Meisner, the vice president of digital marketing for Discover Green Bay, says, yes, we're small, but mighty.
So many times you hear, oh, the smallest market in professional sports. And yeah, that is true. And we don't shy away from that. It's what makes us who we are. But we're also a large enough, vibrant enough, passionate enough community that 6.3 million visitors throughout the year came to visit Green Bay in 2023.
Meisner was a guest on Civic Media's Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. Find it at civicmedia.us. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Talk to Todd. Oh, we're just setting you up, Todd.
We're just giving you more work, Todd. We're
a new, on Broadway, a new establishment opened last night. It's an Irish Inn. An Irish bar. And I was driving by there. The grand opening was at 4 o'clock. I couldn't go. So I was driving by there at 6, at a meeting at 7, and I saw people in there, the lights on. I thought, should I call John? But I didn't mean at 7. I thought by the time I pick him up, we go over there, and then, of course,
well, I could have walked there probably.
Kind of get you away from a bar. So yeah. I thought, well, anyway, we I think what we're going to do, Johnny's birthday is St. Patrick's Day. Everybody knows that. He talks about it every. Can we do our show live from that place?
Will they be open at 6 o'clock in the
morning? Well, you're normally to Irish bars for St. Patrick's Day. They open at 6.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. For 5 years, 10 years, I did shows from bars.
I mean, that's a ways away.
Patrick's
but
Day.
What's the date on that? Is that the 17th?
Yeah.
Of March, right?
Yeah.
That's a Monday.
All right. Let's do it.
That would be fun. I will find a place, but I would like to. They're new.
Yeah.
And or else we can do something. You know, probably has I don't want to compare, but a better place would probably be Oshkosh. Those guys like to celebrate St. Patty's Day.
We got a couple places down there.
Yes, maybe. I'm sure you do. Yeah. In Appleton.
Do we have Brian on?
Brian is
on. Let's go. Hang on.
All right.
Brian.
Hey, guys.
Good morning.
Hi, Brian Mills.
How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. I thought that you wanted to host your birthday party at the library. I'm like, John, I don't think that's good morning. But
well, I've heard, so, you know, I wasn't real happy the other day with the library.
The downtown
and
one.
And not the
he
library
loves the
itself.
East
I
one.
Love. I no. I love the library itself. And that's but whole different reasons. But anyway, I just don't think you should be penalized for going to a library with your kids. You shouldn't have to worry about getting a ticket. You'd like to linger in there, but you can't. But anyway, it is a great place to go and just stay warm and not read books. Just take up space and just sit there. But anyway, Brian.
John thinks our downtown library is a warming shelter. But you are at the East Side Library with an awesome...
I've heard nothing but great things about the East Side
Library. It's a great library. Yeah. Talk about what you're going to be doing this Saturday, though. This is what we need more of, not just in
Absolutely.
This community, in this whole country, is families, friends to sit around and play...
Neighborhoods get together for something.
Board games.
Love this.
Yep. Let me clarify. I have nothing to do with the library. We're just hosting it there, so I don't want to take my card away for saying something on there. You know, representing that. But
yeah, we'll
our
that.
Neighborhood, thanks. Our neighborhood association is hosting a game afternoon. It's a family game afternoon with the people from Gnome Games. So they usually go out to schools and do this for families and stuff for about 2 hours, and you get to play a bunch of new games, and they show you how to play them and stuff. It's just a great opportunity. Our neighborhood association is hosting one at the East Branch Library on Main Street on Saturday from 1 to 3. So come on out, and you can see the beautiful new building and play some games with your friends or meet some people and just kind of see what they've got. And just our association's doing it so we can talk to our neighbors and people in the community and just do something fun on a Sunday or a Saturday afternoon where it's going to be kind of cold and yucky out. So.
Just kudos for that, because these neighborhood associations are designed to – get to know your neighbors, because some people don't know people live in three houses down from them. And McAuliffe Neighborhood, that's a great community already. And to bring people together, that's kind of a family community out there as well. I think it's great you're doing this. And tell me a little bit more. Do you know much about the board games, these Gnome games?
Board games have become so popular again. It's incredible, right, Brian?
Yeah. So Gnome Games has come out and done this for years. When I've taught summer school, we used to do a board game class, mainly to kind of work on just the socialization and, you know, get kids' brains working in the summer. And I thought it was just going to be kind of a one-off thing. It became our second most popular class, only to, like, our outside gym class, so over summer school. So kids really enjoy it. The families like it. It's the socialization part of it. You're going to be playing a ton. They're going to have a ton of games there. And then the live... ton of them. They have Catan. They have some newer ones. Our favorite one in our house is Azul, where it's kind of this tile laying thing. But the games are really easy to learn. So having someone there to teach you is much easier than reading the directions on it. And they kind of, you know, it takes about 30 seconds to learn how to play it, as opposed to, you know, trying to go through the directions and figure out the phrasing and stuff like that. So they'll have a stack of games that they bring, probably about 20 totes worth. And then the library also checks out board games at all the branches. So if you like it and don't want to buy it, I don't know why you wouldn't want to buy it, but you can probably check some of them out from the library itself.
I used to know Gnome Games on Ridge. Used to be one of my sponsors for the Mino Nick Show back in the day. And I used to go there with my son, Dom. And you go there on a Saturday, and the two things that were, well, the Yugi card games?
Yu-Gi-Oh, I think.
Yu-Gi-Oh. Yeah. And then the other one that I kind of thought might be kind of fun was the military, like World War II strategy games. And you talked about tactics and attacking and flanking and things like that. People take this pretty serious, don't they, Brian?
Yeah, they have. I'm not speaking for Gnome Games, but you see a lot of people out there, and there's a ton of games out there now for it. So, and the I don't have the patience to do the painting that they do on it and everything with it. But yeah, they're a valuable part for our community. So,
you know, people should do that. And like you said, it's Saturday. It's going to be cold. There's not a whole lot going on. Sunday might be, there's something going on Sunday. I think we're all going to be glued to the TV. But on Saturday, to come out with your families in that McAuliffe Park, and again, these neighborhood associations are designed to, you know, some people, oh, the city's getting too big. It's really not that big. But what neighborhoods are, you still have that small town feel, and yet you have the amenities of a larger city. And these associations, and there's probably, what, 30 of them in Green Bay? I should know that.
So.
Yeah. And well, are you the president of that?
I'm the vice president.
Oh, good for you. We need that leadership, too, in these neighborhood associations. And what a great idea. Our neighborhood always had this, the first day back to school, like a potluck. And that was cool.
Yeah,
you get to know the kids. Where are you going to school? Who's your favorite? What's your favorite class? But this is cool that, and kids will meet other kids, too, which is important.
We are always, in the summer, we're always competing with your neighborhood association for our music in the parks. We're always, like, flip-flopping bands. It's the same day, so we talk trash to them and stuff.
Okay,
but, you know,
right,
who's got the cougars and stuff. But it's always fun.
All I know is we won.
It sounds like there'd be violence there. Well, I want no part of that.
Well, no, we won that. We won that for 24 years because Jaden lived across the street from the park, and I live next to Jaden, so we...
We're just trying. We're just striving to be like...
Run for mayor.
You know, Brian, I think, you know what, because let's be honest, Green Bay is like every other city of its size, has changed dramatically. I mean, I've talked to people who would live on the, you know, it was an east side or a west side or whatever, and, you know, they would walk out of their house at 9 o'clock in the morning in the summer and come home for supper, as we always used to call it, and they didn't have to go anywhere, just basically stayed in their neighborhood because their world was their friends and everything. And obviously, that has changed. The demographics has changed as far as people not just always being living from Green Bay. You know, a lot of people from different areas. So I think more than ever, there's never been a time where something like what you guys do and the neighborhood associations do, there's never been a better time or more importance in having something like that. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, and you know, in the summer, we see a lot of our neighbors with the concerts in the park. And, you know, the city, just everything comes up. But in the winter, there's not as many things, so that's why, you know, we wanted to bring this up, and especially at our, you know, our East Branch Library, that's beautiful. Get more people in there and just kind of see where it is, and it's, you know, a mile from our neighborhood, so it's fantastic, and it's going to be a great event. So
it is, and I think people who haven't been to the library, I mean, and I think a lot of people haven't. It wasn't that promoted when it was, and it wasn't that great of a library, and now it is. I just think it's a great opportunity to get out there, and like you said, that library has everything they have downtown, plus you can check out things, and so I think it's
a
good opportunity.
And free parking.
Thank you!
That's true.
Brian, would you not agree with me? Would you not agree with me? I don't want to come off like some crazy guy, but would you not agree?
Too late, but go ahead.
Thank you, Todd. Wow.
I don't want to come off as a crazy guy.
I heard that.
But Brian,
now he's at a loss for words. I thought they caught me. Okay, what?
Brian.
Yeah.
Would you not agree parking meters in a parking lot of a library is ridiculous? Yes or no?
Well, John, where are you going to put them if not in the parking lot?
Right.
What do you mean?
But
so where,
John,
would you put a parking meter?
John, we don't want people.
You, wait, no, there
I'm
should
kidding,
be.
John. Yes, it's a terrible idea.
Oh.
I agree.
I almost turned into crazy guy.
That is true. Look, I don't want to... I think we should talk about that. It is free parking out there.
Okay, Chris, you know what somebody said to me, though?
It's surface parking.
Somebody said you put the parking meters in the downtown.
Me?
No, Jim.
Schmidt.
Yeah.
Did I?
let me think about that one for a moment.
He just became Jimmy Stewart.
Well, I didn't. Well, anyway, all right, good. But anyway, that's...
All right, I got to go to work. Thanks, guys.
All right, you guys.
See Brian. Brian Mills, board game afternoon at the Brown County Library on the east side from 1 until 3. Fantastic. I love neighborhood-type things. Yeah. I think that's great. It's old school, and it's great.
And everyone is invited, but, I mean, it's really sponsored by the McAuliffe Neighborhood Association.
Yep.
And, you know, board game afternoon, and that's from 1 till 3. And like they said, you know, bring your family, bring your friends, and check out the library, but then look at these games. And it's not high-tech. These are board games where you look each other in the eye, and you shake the dice, and yeah, this is fun. So,
The thing that I love about board games is the fact that there are so many advances in electronic. I mean, it's beyond belief the advances in that, but somehow the old school thing has become really cool.
It's like albums coming back, right?
Yes.
And
well, I walked into the market right next door to us the other night, Sunday night, I think it was.
Yeah.
And had to be 10 or 12 people around that huge table playing some kind of a board game.
Yep.
Monopoly. love.
No, hey, did you ever finish a Monopoly game?
Yeah.
Did you? I never did. You, Todd?
Never played.
You never played?
What? Never played Monopoly. Nope. Not interested in it.
Okay. Wow. That, you look good. I don't want to do a survey like John does, but that is a 90% yes.
It might be. It's just not my thing. I would rather play Scrabble or something like that.
We need to go back to the nerd thing?
Yeah. I don't want to say.
We played Monopoly all the time.
But that makes sense for you.
No, I mean, because I had 10 brothers and sisters,
for,
too.
For us, you know what that was? It was the, because we had a lot of snow, and we'd get blizzards back
in
those days.
That's a long game. That's,
and, yeah, and
that's
was our
good thing about
home
it.
From school day game.
See, Scrabble, we weren't that smart. Our words were always three or four letters. You know? Todd would come up with the
Trouble,
point.
Battleship.
Trouble's good.
Scrabble, right?
Those are good.
There was something called Payday. We played that a lot.
I don't remember that one.
Then you play cards like Rummy Royal and all that kind of stuff. Cards.
No, cribbage. I'm trying to think. Well, cribbage, that like helped you count. Cribbage was a good game to
that's a good one.
Help people count. You know, my son was at with a group on New Year's Eve, I think it was, and they played Schmear.
Oh,
that was a fun game back in the day.
Man, I
remember that.
No, I don't. Schmear? I remember that. I don't remember how to play that.
Well, it's like, remember Schmear, though?
I remember it.
I didn't know people still played it. That seemed like something from the 60s. Yeah. That's cool that people still play that game, Schmear.
Did you play Spoons?
500 Rummy?
Did you play Spoons?
What's that?
It's where you put, like, there's five people playing, and you put four spoons out there. And as soon as you get all four of one kind, you just pass the cards real fast. You take a spoon. And my dad was really good at it. He would just take it, and we wouldn't see it, and there'd be... It was just that's an awesome game, and you can play with little kids, with older people.
That sounds awesome, Jim. We got Michael Freeman, Simple Life Hospitality coming up.
Trying to reminisce and you
back after this. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are fit in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. He's bound and down.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. He's bound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch no bandit run.
Boy, today is a big day birthday-wise for music. Crystal Gayle, 74.
Crystal Gayle.
Wow. She was at the Carlton, right?
She was. Oh, yeah.
And I always tell this story.
Don't you? Oh, yeah.
Who's our local celebrity that dated Crystal Gayle?
Oh, he brags about it.
Tom Zelaski.
Tom Zelaski. Jimmy Page, one of the all-time greats, is 81. Joan Baez, we mentioned, 84. Joining us now, Michael Freedman, Simple Life Hospitality. If you're interested in renting out your house for the NFL draft, this is the man you've got to talk to. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great. It's good.
Get your mic on.
Hang on. Wow, Todd. We have to do everything for Todd.
No, Todd's good. Todd's good.
Todd's got 19 things going on at the same
Todd's,
time all
Todd's
the time.
Okay. No, okay. It's good to see you guys. Thanks for having me.
Good
back
to see
on.
You. I'm always nervous when Todd leaves the cockpit, though.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, okay. When he comes in here, that means...
Yes. So anyway, first of all, the Johnny Juice of life. I made you.
Delicious, and I drank the whole thing.
I know.
And it will be interesting to see if I don't get hungry.
You won't get hungry. But you had one not complaint, one bit of advice, whatever. The chia, I don't know how to grind them up good enough. I mean,
I think it almost has to become a powder, because that was the only thing. Like,
get
the
those
seeds
your teeth a little bit. I know.
Okay, so you can do that.
Yeah.
Just get that bowl with the...
It's a mortar.
Or you could get like a coffee grinder, a little coffee grinder.
Oh, that's a good point.
That's what I do for my spices. I have a separate coffee grinder. And if I've got to grind something to like a powder, I just use the coffee grinder and it turns it into a powder.
Are you a good cook, a big-time cook?
I like to cook.
I didn't know this.
As much as I have time for, but...
What's your specialty?
I make Indian food, actually.
Ooh. Hey, did you know there's an Indian food? There's a new Indian or Thai or Nepal? There's some country. There's a new restaurant in Green Bay. Where did I just see that? It's like, oh, I want to try that.
We need a good Indian restaurant.
Yeah. I mean, I just cook basic stuff. But, you know, when it's just me, I make simple things, you know. I don't try to get too complicated.
But are you like Jim though? That's kind of your go-to if you're having a bad day or stress day or whatever.
Or Saturday.
You know, some people. I eat angry. You know, when I'm mad, I eat. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Jim, when he's like whatever, cooks. Are you that way?
I cook a lot.
I mean, I just cook on the weekends mostly just because my weeks are so busy. And okay. If it's just me, I do, you know, we have Trader Joe's in Madison. So I go to Trader Joe's and get, you know, the little pre-made meals that are delicious. And that's not a plug for Trader Joe's. It just is what it is.
To stop in Madison? It's an Italian deli on the way out of town.
Yeah, it's in Monona for Broly's or something.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, oh, that place is great. I go there a lot just to get pasta, and their frozen pizzas are amazing.
Yes, it's a great place.
It's a really good place.
Wow.
Yeah.
Indian food interests me. Mm-hmm. But there's so many things that go into it. That could be like a 25 ingredient.
I cheat. So here's the deal. Like I will buy 10. Yeah, you can go to Whole Foods or any nicer, you know, organic grocery store and buy the sauces, the butter chicken, the tikka sauce, the vindaloo sauce. They're already pre-made, and I'm not going to sit there and cook sauces. I buy it jarred, and it's delicious, and it's usually fairly low in sodium. So it's pretty good, and it's pretty healthy. And if you're doing just vegetables or chicken with it, it's delicious.
So I want to learn how to cook Indian food. My youngest daughter is dating this guy from India. And matter of fact, they're over there right now.
Nice.
And she's been sending me pictures of some of the food. But I want to tell you, this kind of fits in. This is funny you brought that up today. I wasn't going to bring this up. But I have a Zoom call with his... Never met his parents.
Okay.
That's just all this like protocol. Well, anyway, a Zoom call at 9:15, and they're 12 hours. They're 11 and a half hours different. It's a half hour.
Wow.
I'm like, anyway, it's his mom's birthday. So I did this morning, Johnny. I looked this up, listened to it. So I'm going to say, when I first meet her, first impression, I'm going to say, Janamadin Mubarak Hu. That's happy birthday in Indian.
Nice.
I practiced that this morning. That.
Okay, you got to tell them something else, though.
What?
You work.
First time I meet
you. You work with the cousin of the prime minister.
That's right.
That is cool. Looked it up. He really did. That's true.
Wow.
I'm basically related to Gandhi.
I'm picturing when I hear Indian and Jim, I'm picturing the Seinfeld episode. when they go to India.
But. So do I. But here's the best part. He goes, I got to do a Zoom call. I have to run home. I go, you do it from here? He goes, no, I got to run home. I'm doing a Zoom call. He said, wow, you know what to do? He goes, no, Donna's doing it.
I did say that.
Anyway, their prime minister. Okay.
This is kind of cool.
Her name is Sonia Mino.
Okay.
Her family's from the exact same village that my family's from, north of Venice.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Now, we're not positive, and my son's trying to do the, you know, whatever, if we're actually related. But same last name, obviously. Same small village in Italy. Isn't that something? She was working as a domestic in, I think, England, and Gandhi's, like, son was going to school there, and they met, and then I think he either got assassinated or died in a plane crash. So when she moved into the top spot.
Wow.
What do you think about that?
That's pretty cool.
I'm not going to get into that.
You got to mention it to him.
No.
First meeting,
they're going to be, oh, it's too bad Laura's dad's such a nut job.
You have to mention it.
Let me come on.
I'm doing the happy birthday.
Let me come on just for a minute and talk to them.
We'll see where it goes from here.
I'd be fine. I said, hey, what's their names? Tamar. I got to tell you a story. And I'll just tell that story.
Yeah. Harsh. His first name. Harsh Kumar.
Harsh.
And we're having this.
I'll give him a nickname.
This is like a big deal for us. I shouldn't be saying this. This is a big deal for us.
I know.
I think it's a big deal for the Indian culture.
More so.
Yeah, very big for the Indian culture. I went to actually an Indian wedding. That's probably about 10 years ago now. It was like a 2-day, 3-day event. It's a event. It's like a Greek wedding, but. But on steroids.
And everybody's invited.
Everyone's invited. It's amazing. It's
super expensive.
Who's footing the bill?
I just talking to
Where are they getting married?
They're not. They're not even engaged yet.
Oh.
I was talking to Dr. K about that. He goes, oh, yeah. And he gave me I said, how much do you spend on your wedding? He got married in Texas. And he told me, I'm like,
so do you have to do a meet the parents thing, even if they're just dating?
I think it's good protocol.
And it's her birthday, so that's why I think I want to give myself some.
Make sure that's what it really
means. I hit the sock.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's a good one.
like Trump, you're eating the dog. Yeah.
Wow, this could turn out. I wouldn't.
No,
I would do
tested,
that. We got to
take
a quick break back after this. Michael Friedman. On
the
road again,
like a man. The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.